got for football and track. I'm proud to wear it now when I cruise around the other parts of the town. I got my decal and badge, so be true to your school. Up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true to your school.
Everybody's going back in class. Boogie in with the best album this year. Gary, U.S. Bonds. And right before that, the clean-cut All-American Kids from Southern California, the Beach Babies. Coming up, you talk about a high school crush. Every schoolgirl in America had her heart set on at least one of these lads. John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Next.
I was so proud of you yesterday. In the snack aisle, the Butter Toffee Crunch popcorn was on sale.
I was tough.
You walked right by that chocolate meringue pie.
I was woman of steel.
They were...
Don't we all, buddy? Don't we all?
Unlike some folks, Black & Decker really listens to you. Our new advanced system iron has adjustable steam to match any fabric, a beep when it gets to the selected temperature, an advanced self-cleaning system. It even shuts itself off. The new Advanced System Iron, only from Black & Decker.
Everybody, let's hop in my holiday time machine. This one's a royal blue Mustang convertible. We're flashing back to 1964. You can forget about finals. First, the gals have to pass the kneel test. It's a toughie, too. They have to kneel down in front of the principal, and if their miniskirts don't touch the floor, back home they go. Now, for the guys, hairstyles are changing. The flat top and the crew cut are gone forever, and something like the Prince Valiant look is in. Because four guys named John, Paul, George, and Ringo have started a worldwide craze that we all want to look like them. Everybody's got Beatlemania.
should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
We were good, man. We were good, I'm telling you. I mean, we knew it. I mean, we're not conceited. When we sat down to do a thing, it was just two guitars at each other, looking at each other, eyeballing each other, writing a song. And it wouldn't take us long to have something pretty decent, and we hardly ever stalled. So what I mean is, I'm not kind of analysing it, saying it was good. What I mean is, it felt good. It worked good. It was dead easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Fab Four Beatles, topping the charts in February 1964 with I Wanna Hold Your Hand, then again in March with She Loves Ya, back-to-back number one records. Beatlemania was sweeping the country, and American record companies were hot to sign anybody resembling the Beatles. In fact, if you were English, if you were male, if you had long hair, and you sang in a group, you had a record deal. Meet the Kinks.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
Freddie and the Dreamers.
I'm telling you now.
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
So ferry, cross the Mersey.
The Dave Clark Five.
Because I love you.
And finally, the bad boys of the British Invasion, Mick Jagger and his Rolling Stones.
I don't find much time to go out with girls, really, you know. It's very... Well, it's very difficult, especially when we're on tour for weeks and then you're away from home. Like, we're away from home now, you know. It's very difficult. I go with lots of different girls, you know. All pretty.
I live on a apartment on the 99th floor of my bluff. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world as love. Then it flies, the guys all dressed up just like a union. Kind of detergent fact.
November 1965, Hey You, Get Off My Cloud. Stones and their second number one single, the first being Satisfaction. Well, by this time, the Bad Boys were a British supergroup, jetting around in a private plane and sleeping at hotels with armed guards. And they needed them, too. After arriving in New York, back from Britain in the fall of 65, screaming teenage girls practically crushed the roof of their Cadillac limousine. The Stones were part of the second wave of the British supergroups. These were bohemians like the Blues. Tough guys, not sweet and innocent like the Beatles appeared to be. We're talking about the Spencer Davis Group, them, and the Yardbirds. Back to class with the Yardbirds and A Heart Full of Soul. Top 10 back in September of 65. Okay, whip out your pencils. Here's a pop quiz. Name the first rock and roll record to top the national charts. Keep your eye on the clock and get ready to rock right after this.
Motel 6 is on the cutting edge of business. Hi, Tom Baudette with The Reason. Information exchange. The transmission and reception of sine waves and binary pulses. Now, before you say, Tom, what the heck are you talking about? Let me explain. Every room at Motel 6 comes with a phone, a little beige bundle of joy, the business lifeline, touch tone. Some of them are even digital. Now, you can't play a compact disc on one, but you can plug in a modem or hook up a fax machine, just like in those fancy offices. And since it's still a telephone, you can talk on it, too. Imagine that. Local calls are free, and there's no motel service charge on the long-distance one. And all this technology comes in a clean, comfortable room for around $24, the lowest prices of any national chain. To reserve your place in the future, call 505-891-6161. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Hallmark has a way to make somebody's day.
Hallmark presents Shoebox sweatshirts with funny designs from Shoebox greeting cards. They're a $19.95 value, but they're just $6.95 with any $5 Hallmark purchase. Just check the ad in your Sunday paper for a participating Hallmark store while supplies last. Hallmark Shoebox sweatshirts at a price that's nothing to laugh at.
Dick Cavett here, doing what I do best, talk. And right now, Norell Temporary Services can put you to work doing what you do best. Norell has lots of assignments in clerical, office automation, data entry, filing, administrative, light industrial, technical, and other areas. And Norell goes to great lengths to match the assignment to your particular skills. So if you're a typist, you're not going to find yourself trying to run a bulldozer. Call Norell Temporary Services. After all, they got me this temporary announcing job. Hmm?
Everybody, this is Alan Freed. Back in 1951 in Cleveland, we coined a phrase that became the biggest pop musical era in the world. The words rock and roll.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock.
Back to school with Bill Haley and his Comets in the fall of 1955. Rock Around the Clock became the first rock and roll record to go to number one in the nation and marked the official beginning of the rock era. Now, Mom and Dad, they say all this rock and roll, this jumping and jiving is just a fad. It's sure to die out. But hey, the beat goes on, especially out in San Francisco, where Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac are the spokesman for a generation of turned-off teens. Their hero is James Dean.
I think that you can't just go on proving things and pretending like you're tough.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't, even though you got you look a certain way, you can't.
That's right. You're absolutely. Absolutely right.
You're not listening to me. You're involved in this just like I am. Now I'm going to the police and I want to tell them I'm involved in this tonight.
Well,
and I don't want.
There were other people. Why should you be the only one involved?
But I am involved. We are all involved.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the corner. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake, baby, shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Oh, let's go.
Thank you.
shake it one time for me.
Hit a hit a has it come over, baby. Oh, Lord, shake it going on.
Now let's get real low one time now.
Shake, baby, shake.
All you gotta do, honey, is kinda stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's when you got it. Yeah. Now let's go one time. Shake it, baby, shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it. Ooh, shake it, baby. Come on, baby.
Back to class with the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis and his pumpin' piano with a whole lot of shaking going on. And almost 20 years later, rock and roll's other great piano player, Elton John, was pounding out the hits, shooting up.
If you're a do-it-yourselfer, don't let physical challenges limit your imagination. Each week, the guys on The Blind Handyman answer questions and offer tips on home maintenance and upgrades. The Blind Handyman, direct from Lufkin, Texas. Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at noon, and Sunday nights at 11 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Alan Freed. Back in 1951 in Cleveland, we coined a phrase that became the biggest pop musical era in the world. The words rock and roll.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight.
Back to school with Bill Haley and his Comets in the fall of 1955. Rock Around the Clock became the first rock and roll record to go to number one in the nation and marked the official beginning of the rock era. Now, Mom and Dad, they say all this rock and roll, this jumping and jiving is just a fad. It's sure to die out. But hey, the beat goes on, especially out in San Francisco, where Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac are the spokesman for a generation of turned-off teens. Their hero is James Dean.
I think that you can't just go around proving things and pretending like you're tough.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't, even though you got to,
right.
You look a certain way, you can't.
That's right, you're absolutely.
You look,
you're absolutely right.
You're not listening to me! You're involved in this just like I am. Now I'm going to the police and I want to tell them I'm involved in this tonight.
Well,
and I don't want,
there are other people, why should you be the only one involved?
But I am involved, we are all involved.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. to come over, baby. Oh, I'll shake it going. Now let's get real low one time. I'll shake, baby, shake. All you gotta do, honey, is kind of stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's when you got to. Yeah. Now let's go one time. Shake it, baby, shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it. Ooh, shake it, baby. Come on, baby. Shake it, baby, shake it. Come on up. Oh, lot of shaking going on.
Back to class with the killer. Jerry Lee Lewis and his pumping piano with a whole lot of shaking going on. And almost 20 years later, rock and roll's other great piano player, Elton John, was pounding out the hits, shooting up the charts with Rocket Man. Next.
We hope you're enjoying the Recording Library of West Texas Radio's three-day weekend celebration with the Back to School Labor Day special. Coming up at about 4:15, get set for the workplace annex of The Office, audio described. Followed at 7 with the musical that celebrates the American worker, the 1992 movie Newsies, audio described on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
I'm a morbid so-and-so. I love funeral music. I love sad songs. I mean, it's been evident in all my past work that I've loved sad and minor key songs. I think every album that I've done has had one of them in it.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no.
Back to class with the Rocket Man, Elton John, with his hit single from the fall of 1972. Elton's piano style was a lot like Jerry Lee Lewis. You know, the way Jerry Lee would kick over the piano stool, do handstands on the keyboard, leap up on top of it, and jump up and down like a, well, like a rock and roll madman. Yeah, that's it. Coming up, back to school with the Super Supremes. Next. They started out struggling young girls in a dismal Detroit housing project. They became the most successful American group of the rock era. Diana Ross and the Supremes. Motown mogul Berry Gordy signed the Supremes in 1961 and enrolled them in a charm school for lots of TLC. But not much happened. Their records were duds. Berry even tried to cash in on the folk rock boom with one of the Supremes' most bizarre songs ever called The Rock and Roll Banjo Man. Bet you never heard about that one. Then in 1964, their luck changed and so did their producers. And the Supremes' 10th single, there were nine of them that stiffed before Where Did Our Love Go, shot to number one. The first of 12 chart toppers. Among the winners was a back-to-school favorite in the fall of 66.
I need love.
Super Supremes, Reflections, in the fall of 1967. By that time, the summer of love had passed, and America had gone psychedelic. We went back to school wearing love beads and tie-dyed t-shirts, and Motown said, hey, these glitzy gals had better get hip. So they had them record a song with lots of fancy sound effects. That was Reflections. The Supremes were Motown's biggest act, but not far behind were the Temptations, their brother group. Here's the main man of the Motown walk, Otis Williams.
We'll just try and supply and demand, that the main thing, that what the business is, and just come up with good music and try and make records that will appeal to everyone, whatever, you know, race, creed, or color.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Class of 66, ain't too proud to beg, sweet darling, the Temptations. Coming up, sock hops. You remember those? Stepping out in the 60s.
Throughout the week, we bring you health and accessibility programming. Mondays at 10 a.m., keystrokes. Mondays at 5 p.m., the assistive tech update. Mondays at 5:30 p.m., blind abilities. Wednesdays at 10 a.m., the blindness and disability news hour. The AARP report and the diabetic news programs fill out the hours Thursdays at 4 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Sundays at 6 p.m. Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
October 1961, dancing with the Dovells doing the Bristol Stomp at Sock Hops Across America. I'm Mike Harvey, and we're going back to school this Labor Day weekend, celebrating the music and the memories of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Who had time for geography? We were mapping out new dances. The Twist, the Locomotion, the Mashed Potatoes, the Bossa Nova, the Freddy, and the list goes on. No sooner have we mastered the Twist than Mr. Hips was back on the dance floor, popping the big one. How low can you go?
Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world gonna do the limbo rock all around the limbo clock. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick, Jack go under limbo stick all around the limbo clock. Hey, let's do the limbo rock. Limbo lower now, limbo lower now. How low can
baby. Lighted up to do the locomotion with Little Eva back in 62. And before that, breaking our backs doing that limbo rock with Chubby Checker, the Dance King, whose name was a play on Fats Domino. Chubby Checker, Fats Domino. Get it? By September of 63, the limbo was old news. It was monkey time on the dance floor.
There's a place right across town, whenever you're ready. Well, people gather around, whenever they're ready. And then the music begins to play. You feel the groove coming on its way. Are you ready? Are you ready? Well, you get yours, cause I got mine. For the monkey time, monkey time, monkey time.
Now the dance that the people do, I don't know how it started. All I know that when the beat rang the feel, it's hard to get by.
Girl, you look so fine doing the monkey with Major Lance in the fall of 63. We'll get back to school with Eric Clapton next.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland, Odessa area. It's 90 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-70s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 70s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
September 8th, 1974.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from July 20, 1969.